Russian President Vladimir Putin obtained a massive public mandate in last Sunday's elections, winning 7 out of 10 votes and solidifying his hold on power. The question on people's minds is what he will do with it. Speaking shortly after his re-election, President Putin exuded confidence when he said the future of Russia is in safe hands. He says the next 4 years are not going to bring anything that would endanger either the government or the country. It is just that kind of confidence that many Russian voters say led them to put Mr. Putin in charge of the Kremlin for another 4 years. In 2000, Mr. Putin ran on the promise of delivering stability to Russia, and a majority of the people appear to believe he delivered on his promise. This time, he says his goal is to complete economic reforms and make Russia prosperous. Few Russians would argue with Mr. Putin's goals, but what worries many people are the methods he is using. Konstantin Simonov, the director of Moscow's Center for Current Political Situations, says the run-up to the elections opened Mr. Putin to widespread criticism that he denied Russians genuine democracy. But he says he thinks a little autocracy in today's Russia is not all bad. Mr. Simonov says the president needs all the authority he can get to carry out his program of economic reforms, such as the overhaul of Russia's banking and tax laws. He says with his strong public mandate and a comfortable majority in the parliament, Mr. Putin is set to go to work on his program. The head of Russia's Institute for Political Studies in Moscow, Sergei Markov, agrees, but says the president must also build democratic institutions in Russia. He says long-term stability in Russia cannot be accomplished without democracy.
Итогом второго срока должна стать стабильность и развитие.
Mr. Markov says stability and development, based not only on Mr. Putin's personality but on stable institutions, must be the goal of his second presidency. He says prosperous markets and stable political institutions must be built on the rule of law, not the clout of the president. Carnegie Moscow Center's Masha Lipman says she is not optimistic that 4 more years of Vladimir Putin will bring democratic change to Russia.
I think he tried to keep the system at a level that it's reached today. And I want to emphasize that this is a mild authoritarian regime. It's not based on blood or serious repressions. It's based on eager obsequiousness. People are eager to get on with their lives. People much rather prefer to be with the stronger, that is, with the state, with the government, with the Kremlin, than take the risk and be in opposition. Opposition is something that, for all practical purposes, doesn't exist in Russia today.
Ms. Lipman says she expects the president to spend only the first half of his 4-year term on substantive policy changes. In the last year or two at the Kremlin, she says, he will likely be concentrating on picking and grooming his successor.
He'll pick a successor, he'll give orders to the political machine under his command to make the successor popular and to help the successor get elected. And this is a very important task. It is likely that 2 years from now, the reforms will have to be slowed down so as not to antagonize the public, because the reforms, namely housing reform, education reform, health reform, are bound to be painful. The public will have to be kept reasonably content. It'll have to get used to the new face, to the prospective president.
Meanwhile, she says Russia's long-term problems, such as the conflict in separatist Chechnya, will likely continue to fester well beyond Mr. Putin's term. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.